All right. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm a little lost for words on this one. You know, after last night and witnessing everything that happened last night, everything that transpired, and to come on, you know, I'm usually chipper. I'm usually ready. I'm usually ready to go. But this time I'm actually not ready to go because we had a sad situation, very, very sad situation last night, watching what we love to watch, South football games. And after what we saw last night, how can you just be cheerful? You know, I watched in horror, and I watched as I looked at the everything unfolded in front of us, the NFL, everything that was going on. And my first thought was, hey, this man is more important than this game. This man is much more important than this game. And, you know, to see how insensitive some people were towards this situation, to see some people's tweet think that the NFL is bigger than a human life, to see the aura of someone thinking that a life don't matter, that young man's life did matter. Damar Hamlin's life mattered, every bit of it. And it showed from everybody in the stadium, everybody that was mostly watching, everyone that was around that young man. And it was just a sad thing to see. It's no one's fault. It's a freak accident. And everybody on both sides were upset about this. Everyone on both sides were upset. And I'm glad that first responders were there. I'm glad that they were able to take quick actions, resuscitate that young man, and get that man proper medical care that he needed. It's just very sad to see. And what I was upset about more than anything was that the NFL waited so long to cancel that game. Immediately, when you hear someone's getting worked on, that game should have been canceled. It shouldn't have took that long for the NFL to say, hey, this game is over. I just think that someone didn't react fast enough. My opinion, I don't think Roger pushed the button fast enough. If you're getting word that someone's being worked on, like, no, cancel this game, send everybody in the locker room. Let's get these people what they need. It shouldn't have took that long. It shouldn't took that long. And I know I was outraged. I know a lot of people was outraged. It should not have took that long for them to cancel that game for anything that happens. And the reason that I'm coming on here today, yeah, I know we come on here every Tuesday. We're upbeat. We're fun. But that man's life means everything. His life means everything. That game is not important versus his life. And no game is that important versus a life. And I was truly upset at the fact that they was going to even try to resume that game. Did you see the distress the players were in? Players were crying from both sides. It's not just one side. The coach was in distress. Everyone was in distress. Everyone in that stadium. Can you imagine Hamlin's family watching that? Do you have a loved one out here that may play some sports? I know that sent shockwaves through parents that have their children playing sports right now. Would you let him play again? I heard that poll today. Everything. And Sheila, I see your comments. Yes, heartbreaking. It was very, very heartbreaking. Very, very heartbreaking. Gina, welcome. Gina, I saw your post, and I'm going to touch on your post too. And, you know, Gina said this, that, hey, the man saw the light. He went and knocked on the door, but God said, nope, it's not your time, and sent him back. And Gina, I love that post. I love that post. That young man's life means much more than that game, or any game for that matter. And the emotion, the distress everyone was going through, just watching that in horror. I don't know that feeling. I never want to know that feeling. And for, like I said, for anyone that has children out there in sports, I know this was an eye-opener and it made you cringe. It was a freak accident. That's no one's fault. But like I said, I'm touching on some of the insensitive tweets, social media posts, everything that I saw saying that the game should have went on. And I'm really trying to hold my composure. That game shouldn't have went on. Hamlin's life means more than that game. All our thoughts, all our prayers go out to the Hamlin family, to the Buffalo Bills, to the Cincinnati Bengals, to everyone that was in attendance and everybody that was watching that game. That's what's important, was that young man's life. And again, I praised the first responders. I praised everybody that came to him as fast as they could to bring that young man back. And our thoughts and prayers are out with them. Anyone that wants to come in here and share your thoughts, I will send you a link. Share how you felt. Share your emotion. Again, I was just thoroughly disgusted about some of the tweets and some of the posts that I saw about this game should go on. Thoroughly disgusted. And one was Skip Bayless. And I don't think you can walk those comments back. If anyone saw it and you may have thought differently, please say it. But I just thought it was insensitive. You saying something, this, again, this is a young man's life. How would you feel if that was your child laying on the field? Do you think the game should go on? Gina, I had a rough time too. That was the only thing I could see. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people had a rough time. Couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. I wasn't even right today. And again, I wanted to come on here and I wanted to give y'all a platform to share your emotions, to share your emotions just as much as I'm sharing it too. Did we have some good games? That's fine. But none of them games are relevant right now. None of them games are relevant. Damar Hamlin's life is relevant. Damar Hamlin's life is bigger than the NFL. I praise Buffalo and Cincinnati, the class act of their fans, the class act of the teams, the organizations. They all stuck together and banded together. This man's life means everything, everything. A young man that was living his dream, and now he's fighting for his life. And our prayers and thoughts are out with him. And again, my emotion to this is sad. And for all the people, and if you hear my voice, all the people that had anything bad to say about that situation, you come on here with me, because I definitely got something to say. And anyone's listening here got something to say too, because you telling me you're that insensitive, that a game means more than a human life? You telling me you're that insensitive that you feel as though the show must go on? No, the show mustn't go on over a human life. And I'm glad that the NFL did the right thing. They shouldn't have took that damn long, but they did do the right thing. For all the people that's experienced trauma from this, you're in my prayers. Anyone that experienced any type of pain from this, you're in my prayers, because we all felt the same way. Well, apparently some people didn't. And that's what disturbs me. That's what disturbs me, because how can you sit there and say that the show must go on? No, absolutely not. And, you know, I set up, I waited up for Skip and Shannon today just to see what the dialogue would be. And Shannon didn't come to work. And maybe he didn't come to work because of what Skip said in his tweet. I don't know. I'm really interested in seeing it. But again, if you're insensitive towards someone's human life, I don't know what to say to you whatsoever. Heartbreaking. What I praised about, what I saw, the unity. Bengals fans went to the hospital. Buffalo fans went to the hospital. Other people went to the hospital. Teammates. Everyone went to the hospital. It wasn't about us against you. It was we all together in this. And I praise everyone in that situation. Stephon Diggs said, I had to go to the hospital and fought through to get in that hospital to be with his teammate. That's the way we should be. We all should stick together. We all should stick together. And again, anyone that wants to share their thoughts, their comments, I will send you a link. You come in and share your thoughts, your comments, because I'm still a loss for words. I'm filled with emotion because you can't imagine if that was your child, how would you feel? I learned the game as a kid. All my 49 years, I've never seen that happen. Me neither, Gina. Me neither. Now, I was watching a show earlier, and a guy said, I forgot the show this morning, but actually, there was a death on the field. I forgot when he said, I know it was the Detroit Lions game. I forgot who they were playing, but they were saying the guy got hit and he actually passed away on the field. It was Detroit Lions game, but I have to look it up. But they was just talking about that's the only time a death has happened on a field, in a field of play. And again, like I said, my heart just goes out for the family. My heart just goes out for everyone that experienced that trauma watching that last night. And it was just sad. And again, for anybody that's children that's playing sports, you know, that's your worst nightmare. And I would never want anyone's child to go through that. Not no one. And it's a very hard thing to talk about. Everyone's been talking about this all day long. And I was listening and, you know, like I said, for the most part, everyone was sincere. Everyone was sincere. Now, I did get some people text me about the lady on Monday Night Football. It didn't sound like she was really sincere, but I didn't care about her opinion. I didn't care about what she had to say. I was more concerned about DeMar Hamlin, the man. You know, when they put those uniforms on, you know, we think they're Superman. We think that, hey, they are heroes right now because they're out there, they're playing, they're fighting to win. But what happens when the man has that kryptonite? And that's what happened. He had that kryptonite last night. But God was with him on his side because God said, hey, it's not your time. It's not your time. You still have more to do. And for all the people that reached out to his GoFundMe page, and he went from $2,000 or $3,000 to $4 million. That is an outreach of saying, hey, we love you. So anyone that donated, prayers to you. Big ups to you. It's hard for me to talk about this. I felt some type of way all day today, you know, because that's just an image you can't get out your head because we all saw it. It's not something easy to get over because, like I said, anyone that has, but anybody's children that play sports, that's your worst fear. Worst fear. And we want to keep our children safe. And I can't imagine how the parents felt watching this happen to their child. And now you're in this ambulance going with your child, not knowing what's going to happen next. But God has the last answer, and he has that man here. And I always say that. He always had this. Yeah, I see a comment, Auntie. And, he was a Pittsburgh native. And I had some people reach out from me from up there and said, he lived in that neighborhood. He grew up there and he did a lot of stuff up there in Pittsburgh. So, you know, my heart and prayers go out to them up there also. His neighborhood, childhood friends, anyone. This is a young man still have his whole life ahead of him. His whole life ahead of him. And it's hard. This is an emotional toll. It's not just on Buffalo and Cincinnati. It's on the whole NFL. It's on us also. It's on every last one of us. This is on our hearts. And Buffalo and Cincy, take as much time as you need. Because you can't, no one can unsee that. No one can get over that. That's not something that you can easily get over. And anyone else that has, this is truly weighed on your heart, you know, pray. We got to pray for them. We got to stick together as one and pray for that young man and pray that he pulls through and pray that he makes a full recovery. You know, Buffalo, class act. Cincy, class act. Your fan base, class act. Class act. I saw the signs in the stands praying for the young man. I saw them going to the hospital, staying around the stadium, candlelight visuals. Class act. Class act. Because that man's life is bigger than this game. Much bigger than this game. And again, it's really hard for me to talk. I'm trying to hold back some tears because I couldn't imagine if that was my son that was on that field. But to see someone else's son that was on that field, we all felt that. We all felt that pain. We all felt that hurt. That grief. And for all the people, the insensitive ones, to say what you said, there's a special place for you in hell. A special place. Because that man's life matter. It matters. All our lives do. You are not bigger than anything, but yet you hide behind a computer and you say hateful stuff and evil stuff, but you hide behind a computer. I come on here every week and I try to uplift us, have fun for what we do. Try to laugh, try to joke, to bring joy every week of something that we love. And to see this hate that we have still in this country is despicable, especially for someone's human life. I can't imagine what their family's going through. I can't imagine what their family's going through. But what I can say is this. They're in my prayers. They're in my heart. And every day, they'll always get my prayers. I wish I could do more. But I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to always keep Hamlin's family in my prayers. And I'm going to pray that he's going to walk out that hospital. He will walk out that hospital. He will get himself together. And we're all going to band together with it. Like I said, I've held this back all day. But you can't be, there can't be this much evil in the world. It cannot be this much evil in the world. That you will sit here and ridicule somebody because a game can't go. You're going to ridicule somebody because you're talking about, oh, we losing money. You're going to ridicule someone because I put my bets on this game, and now I can't get my money. F your money. What if that was your son? What if that was your child? What would you say then? Screw anyone that had anything negative to say. Screw them all. Screw them all. Because that man is fighting for his life. But I want to talk about T. Higgins here for a second too. Imagine what he's going through. Imagine the emotional stress he's going through because those two collided. It wasn't his fault. It was an accident. But just imagine how he feels. It's no one's fault. This was a pure accident. And no one should be getting blamed. No one should be in trouble. No one should be anything. The only thing that needs to be going on is they need as much counseling. They need as much support as possible. I did see something where they said that T. Higgins was getting all this hate mail on his Instagram or something like that. Why? For what? It's not his fault. It's nobody's fault. It was an accident. He didn't do anything wrong. I totally agree with you, Gina. He did nothing wrong. Nothing. He didn't do anything intentional. Nothing. It was an accident. So my thoughts and prayers are out for him too. And his family. And if anyone is giving this hate mail, this shade, or whatever, you need some serious soul searching. Serious soul searching. I'm devastated. I'm devastated. Not just by what we saw, but for the ridicule. The ridicule for a human life. The ridicule. What are you ridiculing? Because you lost some money? You think this is bigger than anything else? No. I'm disgusted by that. And I know a lot of you are too. Again, I wish I could come up here a little bit more upbeat. But I can't. I've been holding this emotion all day long. And I couldn't imagine, again, if that was my child or anyone else's child that the world got to see. The good news is that, again, I praise those first responders. And that man's fighting. And he's going to keep fighting. And we're going to pray that we get him back to a speedy recovery. I'm sorry. And let me apologize for the emotion. Like, again, I try to come on here and be a little upbeat, but this is just not the day for that. It's not the day. But I just wanted to come and share with y'all how I felt. And I see how you guys feel because I see your comments. I see your comments. We all feel the same way. I just wish a lot of insistent people would too. But they don't. They don't. And that negative stuff is not allowed on our show. On our show. I never professed this to be mine. I always said this was about us. And this is about us. Each and every one of you that tune in every week, this is always about us. And that's why I say this is our show and I'm an advocate. This is where we all come together as one no matter who you rep, no matter who you with, this is our family time. Y'all are my family. And I appreciate every last one of you. I do. And we're going to keep praying for this young man. We're going to band together for this young man. We're going to do everything we can for this young man. I got a request. And this is for everybody who's listening. I'm going to light a candle tonight for him. I'm going to light a candle. And I'm going to keep that candle lit for the whole night while I'm asleep. And that's for Damar Hamlin. If you can join me with that, please do. Let's light a candle for him. Let's tell God, hey, we want this man to have a speedy recovery. We want him to pull through this. We want his family to pull through this. That he has a family outside of his family, because we're his family too. And we're banding together. And we're all going to band together, even for T. Higgins. Because again, the collision was between them two. I'm lighting candles for both of them. Because they both need our love. They both need our prayers. They both need our support. So I'm hurt. I'm devastated. But I see your comments. I do. And I'm reading through them. But let's all just light a candle tonight. Let's all light a candle. Let's all pray. Let's all get this so we can, this young man can have a speedy recovery. That everybody gets the help that they need to get through this process. Because we want this man to make it through. We want everybody to bring it through. Yeah, I'll hold on, cuz I'll send you a link. Like I said, I know y'all share the same emotions that I'm sharing. I'll send you a link, cuz, if you want to come in. I'm just, again, I want to be a little bit more upbeat. I do. But with the emotion, I can't be. I can't be. Because we're here. We're all here. Y'all are my family. And I look forward to every last one of y'all every Tuesday. I look forward to it. Because this is our family time. But like I said, we got to pull out support behind everyone that's involved in this situation. Everyone that's involved in this situation, pull out support behind. No one, anyone that has a heart or a soul, please pray for that man. Please pray for everybody involved. And we're going to light that candle tonight. But I see your comments. I see the emotion. I see everything. Because we all sharing the same thing right now. But I'm going to go ahead and wind this down. But hopefully next week we'll have a better week. Anyone is feeling what I'm feeling, please just pray. But please light that candle tonight. Please light that candle and let it burn. Let it burn for everyone that's involved as a prayer. And we're showing that we're standing behind you no matter this situation, no matter what all the negative people says, no matter what anyone has anything bad to say about your money, about the game. It has nothing to do with that. Screw you. That's the way I feel. Because his life matters more than your money. His life matters more than your game. His life matters more than anything with football. I'm going to say a prayer. Lord, please let DeMar be healed in your name. Please let everyone involved get good counseling, good help. Let everyone be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let everyone be healed in this situation. And let's be better together, not divided. I'm going to sign off. I thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate your support. I appreciate everyone's comments. I do see them. I will see you next week. And again, please light that candle, because I'm going to light one tonight for them. Everyone be safe, please.